Shalom! You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. In the first 9 sessions of this series, we've discussed many topics of importance to the Messianic Jewish movement. We learned that the scriptures were written and are best understood with a Hebrew mindset, and that the covenants of the scriptures were made with the people of Israel alone. We explored the topic of Torah and how it was designed to keep the Jewish people from assimilating into the nations, and that Torah keeping remains a Jewish obligation today. We saw through several historical surveys how the Jewish people were oppressed, often by the church, but also willfully assimilated at times, opening themselves up to Hellenistic philosophy and mystical superstitions. And in the most recent sessions, we took the position that the Messianic Jewish movement is neither a Christianity nor a Judaism, but a prophetic end-time movement that will lead to the fulfillment of Israel's ultimate purpose, to bring the good news of Yeshua to all the nations. We explored all these issues concerning the Messianic Jewish movement, primarily from a Messianic Jewish perspective. Though all of the topics we covered were important for the Gentile believer to understand as well, the teachings were geared primarily for a Messianic Jewish audience. So, where does the Gentile believer fit in all of this? During this session, we will now turn to the Gentile believer in the Messianic Jewish movement and address some topics that directly pertain to them. My friends, over the past 9 sessions, you Gentile believers have been hearing about the heritage, purpose, and calling of the Messianic Jew. This has been vital information for you because it has laid a foundation and established a biblical and historical perspective for the topics we will explore during this and the following session. The purpose of this session is to encourage you who have attached yourselves or are in the process of attaching yourselves to Messianic Jewish believers and to show that you do indeed have a place and a purpose, a highly significant and meaningful one at that. So let's begin this session by defining the term Gentile to determine if the label truly fits those to whom it is ascribed. A notable number of Gentiles coming into the movement tend to not like being referred to as Gentiles, because according to their understanding of the scriptures, a Gentile is a heathen or a pagan. As believers in Yeshua, by definition, we are neither heathens nor pagans, so it is understandable for one not to desire a label with these negative connotations. However, the term Gentile, according to the scriptures, does not primarily mean heathen or pagan, but simply a descendant from among the nations of the earth other than those descended from Israel. Genesis chapter 10 contains the first scriptural occurrence of the Hebrew word for Gentile, which is goy, or in the plural form, goyim, which is generally translated as nation or nations. Take Genesis chapter 10, verse 32, for example, which says, "These are the families of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies, by their nations, goyim. And out of these nations, goyim, were separated on the earth after the flood." In modern Jewish vernacular, goy is considered a derogatory or pejorative term. Yet Genesis 12:2 says of Avraham, "And I will make you a great nation, a great goy." So from a scriptural standpoint, goy is simply the word for nation, and not a pejorative or bad word at all.